Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan, I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm Josh, I'm playing the Breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Sado the Assassin.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Finn, the Dragonborn Paladin.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons in a steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious interrogated Kiribashi and learned that Jezdrith had been in the capital just 2 months ago. They then left her to Lee, who stabbed her many, many times. Vidi then arrived in Konbusuna and met Hugh Mann at the Blend Inn, and there was something just not quite right about him. Anyway, Vidi then went and had their own gratuitous beach episode. Fen fended off pirates, Ariel beat up a beach bully that was hitting on Uncommon, BTB caught some waves, and Steven got a bad sunburn. They then went and bought some rooms from Hugh, and it is the next morning. So you're waking up, it's about 8:30 in the morning right now.
Full rest, I assume.
Absolutely a full rest. It was very lovely. The beds are super comfortable. There's nice amenities. Hugh actually has some showers up here. Like, it's a really nice inn. Fen, you, of course, can wake up much earlier if you would like to and get a couple things done.
I don't really have anything today other than, like...
I mean, you could go, like, walk on the beach and, like, let the sun rise over
that
the ocean.
That sounds really nice. I'm going to do that.
So, go over. You walk on the beach. One thing I'll mention. So... when Fen walks downstairs, she noticed that Hugh is standing behind the bar. Ah, hello, Justicar!
Hello, Hugh. Would you happen to have any, like, to-go breakfast that I could take with me?
Would you like some eggs and coffee?
Sounds great.
He turns and, like, goes into the back, like, the back room.
Oh, you don't get to see him do it? It's gonna be bad.
About... 3 minutes later, he comes out and he has, like, this egg that's wrapped in lettuce. And then he hands that to you.
Okay.
And he then takes this,
like hard-boiled
little
or...
cup of coffee. It's just wrapped in lettuce. You assume it's an egg, but it's wrapped in lettuce.
Okay.
He then has, like, this big cup, like, mug of coffee. And he says, just bring it back.
Can do, buddy. And I'm gonna walk out. Like, wave to him and walk out.
He waves back and just stares at you the entire way.
So fucking weird. I'll do a nice sunrise walk on the beach.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You hear the waves crashing. It starts to go up. It begins with some, like, subtle pinks and oranges. The sky starts to get blue on the other side of the horizon as the sun rises over the water. You also notice that while you're walking along, there's... one girl that's sitting on the beach, just watching the sunset, kind of under the pier, almost.
Before we get there, was the egg hard-boiled?
Oh, the egg?
You want to talk about that? You're going to look at it.
No, I want to, like, crack it open on the top a little bit.
So you, like, unwrap the lettuce,
yeah,
and you see that it's, like, a scrambled egg inside the lettuce. Really? But there's also, like... you, like, poke it, and it's not all scrambled egg, and you, like, peel back the scrambled egg a little bit, and there's another egg in it.
Like a whole egg?
Yeah, just a whole egg.
Like a whole raw egg.
Or shell.
She doesn't know if it's raw.
Is it shelled?
There's a shell.
Okay.
Is it, I want to see, is it hard-boiled? Like, is it a scrambled egg with a hard-boiled egg?
You
like,
can
I'm really...
shake it and tell.
Yeah,
I'll do that then.
Okay, so you shake it, and it's just an empty eggshell.
What the fuck?
And you can't tell where it cracked or anything like that.
What? What the fuck?
He needs to be in our group. This man rules.
I love him. We can't take him away from the town, though.
Shit,
but
that's totally
I love
could.
Him. No, I don't want to do that. That's mean. Okay. I'm going to keep the eggshell and try to see if I can, like, keep it from breaking. But I'm...
okay.
I guess I'll eat the scrambled eggs and lettuce.
You're going to eat the lettuce?
Yeah. Gross. It's like a vegan lettuce wrap.
Yeah.
Well, it's not vegan.
It wouldn't be vegan at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be vegetarian.
Yeah.
A veggie burger.
It's like some healthy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll eat it because I'm sure Fen's into that shit.
That's how you end up with Muppet arms.
High protein, low carb.
I actually want to try that.
What?
Like some scrambled eggs with a cold lettuce leaf. That might be kind of good.
Nah, dog.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I mean, you already have a girlfriend, so you can do whatever you want.
There's
no fear.
Like me or Ariel?
You're not going to fuck it up. It's fine.
Okay.
Yourself.
But also Ariel, I guess?
Yeah, I guess both.
Anyway, so like young woman watching sunrise.
How sweet and quaint.
You can just leave her alone if you want to. You don't have to do anything about it.
I mean, does she look like she doesn't want to be bothered?
She's sitting there. There's some like... There's just like a board in the sand next to her, and she's just kind of sitting there watching as the sun comes up.
Yeah, I mean, she looks like she's doing her own thing. I'll just keep walking.
Just keep walking?
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely morning. Go back. As when you walk in, he's just standing there staring at the door, smile on his face. Did you enjoy the egg and coffee?
Yeah, it was really good, buddy. And I'm going to like hand him the coffee mug.
All right.
Like, thank you.
Takes back. The coffee was also excellent, by the way. I'll mention the egg was... All right.
Yeah, it's okay. As long as the coffee was good. That's fine. The lettuce scooped it up. It's fine.
Absorbent lettuce.
Yeah. I just meant it kept it from, like,
yeah,
getting everywhere. Yeah, that's really gross. Yeah. It's fine. I'll just get salmonella. Oh, wait, no, I'm immune to diseases. We're fine. I can eat raw eggs. I wouldn't want to, but I could.
So, Fen, you just go back up to your room, gonna, like, polish your armor and do all that kind of stuff that you do in the mornings?
Basically. Just, all like, right. Normal morning routine.
Everybody else starts waking up. Fen, I will say, at one point, you do hear, like, footsteps outside the door.
Okay.
Like, in the hall.
Do they sound like they're slowing down outside my door or anything like that? No?
Just, like, walk through the hall.
I'll peek my head out.
So, you see, like, Hugh, like, walking the hall, like, looking at all the doors. And then he turns around and then, like, walks back looking at all the doors.
What the fuck?
And then he stops and then knocks on one of the doors. Wake up time!
Oh my god.
Knock, knock, knock. Wake up time! And then, like, turns and then continues walking and then starts to walk down the stairs. Which, when you see, it looks like he almost, like, floats down the stairs. It's kind of weird.
What the fuck? I don't know, dude. Do I know whose door that was?
Nope.
No? Okay.
It's not any of you guys.
Okay. I want to, like, hang out for a minute with, like, all right, my door cracked and see who walks out.
About 20 minutes later, which I'll assume you kept your door open. About 20 minutes later, it opens and the captain walks out.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
And then turns and begins to walk down the stairs, which he has a little bit of trouble with. Stubby little legs. One peg leg as well.
Oh my god. So how tall? Cool. Wait, he's a dwarf, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's Torbjorn. Yes! Okay, anyway. Okay.
Sato will immediately wake up in a jolt and throw a knife at the wall. Sato had a nightmare.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, on top of that, there's a note on your dresser.
All the more reason, because I rolled before we started this to see if he had a nightmare. He did.
Yeah.
And there's that to go with it.
Roll the nightmare.
Yeah. Nightmare check.
No, I literally just rolled a straight wisdom check. And I rolled a...
That's fine.
I ended up with a 3-4.
Do you want to check the check out what that little note says?
Sure. I'm also going to recover my knife from the wall.
So you like walk over, recover your knife from the wall, look over at the note. The note is on top of this like small little package, like wrapped in like brown paper. And 20.
I'm going to pull the twine off and open it.
So you take the twine off, you open it, and there's a like a trinket that looks kind of like a boat in the shape of a swan.
Tunnel of love.
Okay. And I just kind of like hold it and then flip open the letter with the other hand and read it.
And it says, to those of you who saved me, I found that I had one item left that might be of some use to you, but will no longer be of use to me. I hope you can make it work for you, because I never learned how to.
That's a gift from Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Well, okay, how did he get in my room without me noticing? Because I always sleep in the corner of the room.
Gave it like, to Hugh.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably gave it to Hugh.
Still.
Hugh's a weirdo.
Yeah. Hugh is...
Oh, I'll also mention that when you woke up, you had a blanket over you.
I always blanket myself.
You had another blanket.
Okay.
And a pillow, like, on your head.
Yeah, so it was Hugh.
So, processing that, yes, Hugh was definitely here, but, like, what the fuck? How did I not notice?
It's Hugh.
Anyway.
I'm just gonna brazenly ignore everything that just happened throughout this little section of time, and I'm going to grab the trinket. I'm going to just hold on to it for now and go downstairs.
It's fine. BTB?
I mean, is somebody waking me up?
No.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Ariel? You and Uncommon wake up around like 8:39.
Can I wake up before Uncommon?
Sure.
I want to
roll
that
for it.
Sure. You're contester. You're hungover though, a bit. It's not terrible, but you're hungover.
I want to read that note she left on my dresser back in Yogan. I still have that.
Oh, to read when you left?
Yeah. It just dawned on me as we were talking.
And you never read it?
Yeah, I never read it.
Yeah, that was for when you left.
Yeah.
She's here now. Do you really want to know what that said since she's with you?
Curiosity.
And you might as well just send her back home while you're here. Just
saying. This could be a
Would Ariel want to? You can open it and read it. You have the letter. It's all up to you. But would Ariel want to read it with her still there?
I'm curious as fuck. So I...
You're just a little kitty cat. So curious.
I guess I just keep it pocketed.
Keep it pocketed for now?
It's like...
Okay.
That's a can of worms for...
You don't
want to
open
time.
Up and read like the first word and be like, fuck.
The nope, can't do it.
The nope, we'll try
it's
tomorrow.
It's still sealed. You could do a thing where like you break the seal and then you're like,
I was debating just give it back to her.
You can do that too.
I just put it in her bag or just like put it right next to her dresser.
Damn, now I don't want to know what it says.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, right? The curiosity.
He's like, yeah, if it didn't ruin my whole life, I would read it.
I guess I just leave it on her side of the dresser.
All right.
You kind of, you know, get dressed and everything like that. Let her sleep in for a little bit. Maybe go downstairs and all see right. if anybody else is awake.
Nice. I mean, Fen's awake. Hugh's awake. The captain also went downstairs and he's like eating and he has like this big old map out on one of the tables and there are daggers in it in a couple of different spots. And
it's a really precision instrument to use for marking maps.
Yeah.
Is he like paying attention to us or is he just completely immersed?
He's not really caring.
Okay, cool.
Like, he looks up, he sees, and then he goes back to what he's doing. He's sitting in that same, like, corner booth that he had before.
Well, there are booths? Why weren't we sitting in a booth yesterday? God damn.
You guys always pick tables. Like, this party, I'm like, you guys want a booth or a table? It's a table.
Really?
Pretty much.
Okay, well, I would absolutely like a booth.
He's like,
time,
we are boothing it next time.
Yeah.
I need
off.
The comfort of a squishy seat.
We're not filthy peasants, and we deserve a booth.
Now you're talking like BTB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right, so Ben and I'll go talk to her about.
Oh, I'm still up in my room.
Oh, you're up in your room? Oh, I thought you were down there.
Okay, I'm the only one downstairs right now.
Yeah, Sato's downstairs.
No, I'm awake. I'm just upstairs.
Okay, so I'll just talk to Sato about what we should do for the day.
All right.
Maybe discuss how we should approach the temple and stuff like that.
So Ariel and Sato were talking. What are you guys saying? Go ahead and discuss what you want to do for the day.
I mean, I'm just going to streamline this. I'm just going to go directly ask the captain if we can get to the island because I need to go talk to those fucks in the temple. And I
even
will
I
make
know.
Sure that I direct that comment like that.
I kind of look at him and just go, don't just straight up talk to the captain. You have to...
It's too late. He's done it.
I just
did. Oh, he just did it? Oh, shit.
Like I said, I'm just going to just go straight up and talk to him.
I thought we were okay. Never mind. I thought we were still talking to each other.
Which is why I said, asking him while asking the question, make sure that like I have no allegiance to it. That's why I call them the fucks at the temple.
And who the hell are you?
I am Sado the Assassin.
The Assassin.
Yeah.
The Assassin.
The
name. And you want to go to the temple?
D's no.
I mean, I don't really want to go there, but I have business there.
God, the silence.
Ask him about the eyes.
He looks like he's pondering a little bit. Sure, Assassin, you can go.
Well, okay.
That's fine, yeah.
That's all I needed.
What, you need a dinghy?
No. I mean, I...
I got my own dinghy.
You want to ride a buoy?
I just heard that boats going out tend to get attacked, and I just need to avoid that, that's all. No point in sinking a little boat just for me.
He raises an eyebrow at you.
I just smile.
Now, why would you say that it's not worth sinking you?
Because I'm just a single person.
He begins to stroke his beard.
I'm a single person, and I have knives, but I have nothing of value on me.
Yeah, but an assassin always has something of value.
I've got...
That's the key.
Actually, let me look. I've got a ring. I put it on the table, and I'm like, you can have it.
Where'd you get the ring?
He takes the ring, puts it in the pocket.
It's just the ring that I picked up earlier.
Oh, okay.
And that was the only valuable thing I had on me. The rest is in a completely different city, but you'll never find that.
He leans back, puts both arms behind his head, and the stench of just awful BO comes out.
Oh.
I just keep...
Like, do they have showers in this inn?
Yes.
Oh, this lazy fuck.
All right, assassin.
Does he have...
You can go.
Gingivitis.
Cool. Aye, he has gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
I'm just going to be like, well, okay, cool, thanks. And then I'm going to go outside. That's all I needed, so.
Cool. So you go outside?
Yeah, your captain gave us permission.
Captain, what was his name? You're like,
Captain
so,
Peggy Boy.
BTP wakes up.
Take a shower.
Take a shower. It's nice. The water's hot or cold, depending on what you want.
Hot.
I'm going to go with hot.
Very steamy.
Steamy.
Then I'll put on some good clothes today. Feeling good. All right. So I'm going to put on my nice robes.
Okay.
So I'm looking flashy.
Getting
looking
dressed
good.
Up, looking flashy.
Yeah.
Looking glorious, you could almost
down,
say.
Yeah. Walk down and go get some, shut up. Go down and get some coffee and...
Go down.
I like how you had to well shut up yourself.
No, him.
No, that was me because I said, oh, looking glorious today.
No, oh. I'm looking breathtaking. Thank you very much. So as I'm descending the stairs, Take My Breath Away is playing. Slowly.
The captain's just gently bobbing his head.
Are you trying to have good an morning. Officer and a gentleman moment with this fucking...
I'm not trying to turn anyone on except for everyone. No specific person needs to try to jump these bones. Everyone wants to, though. So then I go get my coffee, and then I just go... I order a steak and eggs.
Good morning, the breathtaking Balthazar.
Good morning, Hugh. I need coffee and steak and eggs, please.
Absolutely. That will run out your funds.
That's fine, buddy. I got more.
He turns and he goes back into the kitchen.
I'm going to follow him. I'm going to stay at the door. I just want to watch him make a fucking steak with a ladle. I want to see how it works.
So you go into the back and you can see that there's like a kind of cold box. He opens it up and he pulls out this pre-cut steak that he moves over and he places down over a like fire grill that he has, places it down and begins to have everything go. He then actually like reaches out the little window. Like when he's cooking, he can see out.
Yeah.
He reaches out the little window and grabs his steak spoon and then brings it back through. And he starts using it kind of like a spatula.
Just pushing on it and moving it around.
Exactly. And then when it's time to flip, he actually does one fluid motion where he takes it and he scoops it and then just plops it right back down on the other side.
And he's successful?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, and he continues to go like that. You then see him grab an egg and he takes the egg and then he just kind of shakes it and the egg falls out onto the grill.
Oh, I gotta learn that.
And then he takes a second one and shakes it and it falls out onto the grill.
Fuck, that's awesome.
And then
awesome.
He takes like two complete eggshells and he just throws them in like this little can that is like almost topped out with just eggshells.
Can I like arcane check to see how he did that?
Sure.
What the fuck?
That sounds awesome. Nope. I can't tell.
Inspiration that's worth it.
Yeah, I guess no idea.
It's a new trick I could learn. It's not good. It's not meant to be.
You have no idea
two
how he
and
did
then
it.
A five.
You have no idea
which
how
is a
human
total
did
of
it.
Nine. So.
Yeah, you have no idea how Human did it.
That's pretty
and then
great.
he takes the ladle and he goes back, but then he takes his finger and he just like starts to scramble the egg.
Oh god. I mean, like, I'm not surprised.
It's right on like the sizzling hot grill.
Sure.
Just like
why wouldn't
shakes it up like that and then immediately reaches down. He has another rag and just wipes it off.
All right, I'm gonna go back and sit down now. I've seen all I want to see.
You then, like, going back, you then see him, like, there's a plate that he puts on, like, the little counter right there, and then you see hands egg onto the plate, and then you see him reach out and grab the steak spoon again, and he takes the ladle? Steak and places it on the plate with that. He then goes back down. You hear, like, some scraping sound on the grill, and then you see juice, and he, like, pours the juice onto the steak.
Ooh, that is grease.
Goes back, wipes it off, hangs it back up, walks out around, picks up the plate, and then walks back over to you and places it down. I hope it is to your liking.
I'm sure it will be, thank you. He gave me coffee, too.
Oops, and he goes.
That's he goes, hard
and
pause.
Then he comes, like, right back out with a big thing of coffee. Like, it's a big, like, drinking
I'm going to taste that first, because
the coffee's morning. Really good.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Kind of oily.
Yeah.
I'll just eat my food then. Just content. Right.
The steak, pretty good. Eggs, all right. His eggs aren't great.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All not right every, is all I really need.
Yeah. Not every chef can be great at everything.
How much did I pay him?
He said that was the end of...
Oh, the end what, of that. That's right.
What was owed. So
I'm just eating.
You eat... I'm going to say pretty soon after that, the party kind of gets together for the day. After everyone's eaten and done all of that. So, what is the party going to do?
We need to find a ship.
I'm
so we can
going
go to, the
to ask the breathtaking Balthazar if he'd be so kind as to identify this or do some kind of investigation on the little swan thingy that I got from Lee. And I'll show everyone the letter.
What does it look like? Anything I've seen before?
Roll an arcana check.
Is it meant to be?
Maybe not. 8.
Is it meant to be TB?
Not something you've seen before, no.
Then I'm just going to take it back from him because I have an idea.
Okay.
I've been rolling really shit these last few months.
Mm. Could we see them maybe on common notes, or would that be something...
I mean, you could ask, but she's kind of like up in the room just relaxing right now.
Okay. Well, I could
probably... She's chilling. She's on vacation for the first time in forever.
I'll probably tell Sato, well, there's a chance Uncommon might know. I know she's traveled a lot when she was younger.
Then I'm just going to go march straight upstairs and knock on the door and be like, hey, I have something for you to do.
I'm sleeping in.
But I need you to look at this thing. You can go right back to bed after, but I need to know.
You hear like a thump and then a thump, 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 thump. You hear some rustling and then thud, thud. Opens door slightly, is wearing like a kind of robe. What? Ooh. Uncommon.
Oh. Yeah.
What is this? And I show her the little swan icon.
I don't know.
No.
Oh,
cool. Yeah. And then I just walk off.
All right.
Them social skills, though.
I don't
That's
know.
All I was there for.
Can I use Define Sense on it?
Yes.
Just to see if it's... Had anything done to it by the spirits?
Actually, when you do Divine Sense, you do sense evil, but from the direction of Hugh.
Oh, shit!
Oh.
Boom!
Okay.
And upstairs.
God damn it.
Your girlfriend.
Technically, yeah, true. Yeah. You also smell that. You smell an aberration and you smell a fiend.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
But he's a good boy. Let's leave him alone.
You know, that was actually something I could have majored in, like enemy-wise.
Like something you could have majored in.
What did you major in? What did you major in at Ranger College?
Yeah.
Yeah, only bards and wizards go to college.
I took a major in humans with a minor in elves.
I mean, hey.
That's sensible. You can get a lot of work with that.
Yeah, my major's in dragons, but I'm working
major in aberrations. Yeah, that's gonna get you real far, Steve.
Originally,
I didn't do elementals.
I was leaning towards elementals at first. It's like, no one needs elementals.
Okay? Yeah, that's what my dad told me.
But I just really
Spanish
like it.
Makes more sense.
What would elementals even be? Like, up in the clouds?
Huh?
Like elementals.
Elementals can be
They're in elemental planes?
Oh,
yeah. They're in literally different planes of existence.
Yeah.
But if they are on our plane of existence, they will literally... They will follow their respective element and be in those areas.
Okay,
like,
I was just
if we were out in the ocean, we could find a water elemental.
Mm-hmm.
Or near rivers, etc.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious. Anyway. back to the game.
But if you did pick that one, you would get to know Primordial, which is their language. That would be pretty cool.
I can't speak to elementals. I just...
Moving on. Anyway. So that's the only thing that you sense.
Shit, okay.
Interesting well, sense.
Yeah.
Interesting time to use that.
So yeah, you sense...
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Because it says like, I can sense like objects and shit if it's like been consecrated or desecrated. So
nope.
I'm just wondering.
Nope.
Shit.
Is there anything Ariel could do? Like, or...
Not really.
Not really, yeah. I thought not.
Okay. So, anyway, you have that. What does the party want to do? Plenty of things to do.
I mean, I'm going outside if anyone wants to follow me.
There's the fish market. There's the temple. There's the pirate captain who's still in there. BTB needs to go back and pick up his gloves.
Are they ready already?
She said to come back last night.
Oh, she said last night. I thought it was going to be this night. Yeah, I'll go do that for sure. First thing.
Can I ask the captain where I can buy rum?
I mean, you can buy it from my lads.
Okay, thank you.
He looks offended that you guys keep talking to him.
Good.
Anyway, I'm happy now.
Okay.
Let's go to the temple.
How? There's no ships going
right now. We can rent a ship. We can talk to the
pirates. No, there's no ships going right now.
Given the news, because of the pirates. I have one quick idea that I want to do. I want to go take the icon to the water and just like touch it on the water.
Okay, so like out to the ocean?
Just like right over to the nearest water I can find, just...
You can find like a glass of water.
No, like the actual ocean, but whatever like location on it is closest to me, and just
directly to the beach. Then
yeah.
Okay, so directly to the beach. You do that, and immediately just and it begins to like crackle like back and like expand.
Oh my god! Is it a boat?
And it turns into a like canoe size boat that is shaped like a swan, and it immediately begins to like putter forward.
Oh shit!
And I'm going to be like, oh, guys. And I'm just going to hop onto it.
I'm literally getting my gloves.
Yeah, he's like not there right now.
I'm still going back up to...
You fucked off by yourself. I don't know.
I'm just like puttering around the water.
So yeah, it's like... Pu- 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 pu-
Is like... there like a little rudder I can just like control the thing with?
Yes.
Okay, actually. Then I'm just going to go in
this. This look hilarious. Like, hello.
So yeah, no, that, and also though...
It's ladies. Just...
Right? That's what I was saying.
As the waves are coming in and you're like hitting the waves and all of that,
I'm getting seasick.
I'm just gonna Ralph. Like, I'm not even gonna make a check. I'm literally just gonna Ralph over the side. Like,
so he just starts puking over the side.
And then I'm just gonna stay there like, oh god, I've made a mistake.
Yes, you have. Alright.
That's incredible.
So BTB, you go back to the Lonely Widow in the morning. It just opened, it looks like, because like as you're walking up you see like the sign in the window like change to open.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately like open, the little bells go off. Oh, all right, one second. And she goes into the back and she comes out, and it's the same fingerless gloves, except now where the seams were there are these little strips of like red leather.
Cool. Ooh.
And so she brings those back, she gives those to you, slips them on. They're not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes it back quickly, snips away a little bit, does a couple stitches, and about 5 minutes later puts them back on. Perfect fit.
Are they also knuckleless?
No.
I will leave them with her again and be like, now I want little circles cut out with my knuckles. I want my knuckles to breathe.
Wait, were they already?
No, because you like, said they weren't.
She pulls out like a little bit of chalk and like draws out exactly where your knuckles are.
Yeah.
This won't take me very long.
Cool.
You can wait if you want.
Yeah, I can wait.
So takes them, goes. About 20 minutes later, she comes back and they're like cut out and hemmed and like nice looking.
So baller. I'll give her another silver.
Thank you. Takes that and puts it in her little cash drawer.
Yes.
Anything else I can do? Do you guys need like fishing poles or something today?
I'm good.
Okay.
Is anybody else in here with me?
No, just you.
I'm puking on the boat.
Yeah.
I'm still at the hotel or in.
Yeah, so Fen,
I
Ariel, guess,
what do you say, I probably would have gone with BTB, to be totally honest.
Well, if you want something, then.
Yeah, that's why. I wanted to go to the fish market just to see.
Just let's go. See I want to go fucking market. Show these bitches off.
All right.
And then Ariel, what about you? Or are you just hanging
I'm just
going
to tell in common that if we're going to the temple and just stay with the carnival, especially next to, what was this guy's name? Like, it's not Steven, it's
Kevin.
Kevin, yes. Kevin. Thank Kevin. You. You know, stay near Kevin or Hamilton, make sure you know, you're safe. And then I'll start heading to the beach.
All right, star wipe to Sato in the boat.
Help me.
And now we're like, let's go to another place.
Yeah, exactly.
Starwife back to the fish market. So going in, it looks like there's definitely times when there are a lot more stalls in here right now, but there's only two stalls right now. There's one that just has like a bunch of fish on ice, and there's this like really old salt looking like human sitting there. He's like smoking a pipe right now.
To be fair, I am totally fronting, so what am I? I rolled a 16 base. What am I? What's my front check? Intimidation?
Yeah.
That'd be 20.
20? All right.
Now I look tough as fuck. Now that they've been like red on the sides and shit, and it was the knuckles. Just, like, that's what did around, it. Like, mm. Yeah, I'm just like, and then just like showing them off every now and then, like getting close to people, like, what?
Like this really small sleepy town, like people are doing that, like,
and, like walking really funny and like really accentuating yeah. the hand movements for no reason. Like,
just so you definitely look. Hear like a couple of people just like, fucking asshole.
And then I'll look and I'm like, hey.
Those like shake their head at you.
I had a good intimidation roll. They shouldn't just be like bitching off of me. They should shut your fucking mouth.
No, but what happens then is the people just like they turn like fucking tourists. That's what they say.
catch these tourist hands.
So fish market. The other stall in here is a like a really young woman, and she's like knitting behind her little stall, and they're like. A couple things are like there's a little bit of jewelry made out of like clamshells or some abalone shell necklaces.
Ooh, can I get a puka shell necklace?
Yes, you can get a puka shell necklace.
Highlights are next. All right, I'm buying one of those.
And the fingerless gloves. Oh my god.
Going full just 90s douche.
Yes, you can get a puka shell necklace.
All right, how much is that? I want it choker style.
I want it choker style.
Be itchy.
Those are three silver. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can do that for you. No problem. Like, takes it and takes a couple of the puka shells off, like, gets it to a choker style, adds an attacher, takes off an extra puka shell, makes it even tighter for you, like, struggles to get the connectors on.
Perfect.
Perfect. Cough, cough.
Like... Oh god, I'll be right back.
All right. Whoa. And then, is there anything else? Because really, it's just the two stalls right now. Fen, would you like to look at anything?
Is there any place that like I would be able to sell weapons to?
The Lonely Widow would be the place where you would sell weapons.
Oh shit!
Town.
Before we leave this lady, could she put some shells in my hair?
You have hair.
Like, I have like dreadlocks.
No, you're
like dragon. Little well, like dragon. Dragon they like they're hair. Like little spines. They're not like technical
not,
hair.
Yeah.
Like I want to like they look like what we would call dreadlocks, but they're basically made out of my skin. Like, they're like little tendrils.
Like I've never done it for dragonborns before, but I can try.
Girl, get on it.
So like sits down. She starts like taking some of the same fasteners, and she's like. Can't like get it through. Do you just feel it if I stab the thing? And like
it'll be
she
worth
pokes
it.
A little bit and it hurts.
It's worth it.
Like, okay.
Going full body mod.
Piercing. So she pierces these puka shells into your tendrils over like 20 minutes and it fucking hurts.
Yeah, but I bet it looks glorious. Is there anything I can look at it like in a mirror or something?
Yeah, she has mirrors.
Fuck yeah. Does it look good?
Looks good.
Fuck yeah.
It's bleeding a bit, but
it's
it looks
fine.
Good.
That'll clot. I'll press the digitation, the clots away. It's fine.
Why would you press the digitation, the clots away? That's awful.
Well, not the clots, but like the dried blood.
All right. And then, like, when it comes over, like, while you're there, she's like doing this and she's looking over. She's just kind of chatting with Fen. Like, you know, that armor's really pretty. You take good care of it. Like, as she's like stabbing through.
BGB, like, ah.
There's like one point where it's not really working, just. Jabs through and then BDB just
yeah see like this fool has stuff on his hair look
yeah
that's what I'm talking about
so it's working
oh shit yeah,
oh, yeah
there's
yeah,
like
yeah.
little jewelry on his hair
it's working you're getting those puka shell
yes.
puka shell piercings
ow
wonderful
but yeah, like,
first person in the whole pod to body mod
stab
you know I think I'm okay but thank you
okay well that's fine so like talking to her you find out that her name's Susanna her husband's a fisherman named Richard. and he's out fishing right now. Just like basic small chat stuff. She really likes to knit things. She really talks about knitting her husband because that's really all she has in life.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'll show her my gloves and be like, check that out.
Those are really cool.
I know. Thank you. I like this lady.
Yeah.
She fully endorses
my horrible decisions.
And pierces
my dirty tendrils.
So Starwife Ariel is on the beach with Sato, like, in the boat puttering around. So you just see, like, Sato, like, over the edge. His face is basically green right now. Just, like, puking over the edge. That's what you see right now.
And he's, like, in his own little swan boat. We're like, this is yes. A cute scene. Out on a love cruise.
Oh, my God, there's nothing left.
It's just dry. You're just,
nothing's coming out. It hurts so much. So, that's what you see, Ariel.
I laugh. I kind of laugh a little bit, then I'll, you know, try to help him. You know, maybe try to get on the boat with
Swim out, get yourself on the boat with everything. Roll an athletics check for me. See how easily you can do this.
Don't drown.
It's a 14.
14. All right, so you manage to swim over. You, like, get yourself up in the boat. Yeah, little Muppet arm, like, doggy paddle.
Doggy paddle, yes!
So, get yourself up in the boat, and... Now
I give up the rudder and just hang a little bit further over the edge and just continue puking whatever I can puke out.
All right, which is nothing at this point. Just so you have the rudder now, you can do what you want with it, Ariel.
So I guess I'm just gonna kind of cruise along a little bit, maybe grab Sato's head by his hair and just make him look at the sun.
Make him look at
the sun. Very nice of you.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look, I look out into the horizon, you don't get seasick.
So. Looking up, you feel the motion of the ocean, but it's not as bad. It's not as bad looking up.
You're starting to learn that it really is about the motion of the ocean. not the size of this swan boat.
It's kind of paddled around, you know, taking on a little cruise along the beach.
Taking a little cruise, like going up and down. Like
if I see Finn or... BTV,
yeah, they're still at the fish market right now, yeah. So we'll Starwipe back. So you're going on your little tiny adventure, and after that's done, are you guys going to leave once all those piercings are done?
I'll be done, but yeah. Wherever you want
to
go.
I just wanted right. I wanted to sell that stupid greatsword, because I have the glaive now, which probably not going to use, but yeah, I just want to sell the greatsword that I have.
That's fine, you sell it. Let's not worry about that now.
Okay.
So, as the party begins to, or as at least BTB and Fen move out of the market, this kind of like this old hunch dude in a trench coat that has like scabbed eyebrows and nose, like walk over in front of you guys. It's like, hey, you guys want to buy some sea salt? And he like opens his coat. He's clothed, but he has like in his coat he's got all these like little different bags of sea salt. It's like, yeah, you just smoke some of this and so good. Want to buy some? I got some Dead Sea. I've got some Mediterranean Passion. I've got Gulf Coast right here.
You realize who you're talking to, right?
Approachable people that you can find.
Josh.
Why do all these hobos want me?
Just it's real.
Even
cheap.
In a goddamn D&D game, I cannot escape people approaching me.
It's real cheap and it's not illegal in this town. He like points at you.
Okay, bye now. Thank you.
You don't want to buy any? Don't want to buy anything from old Scabby?
Again? You realize...
Third person yourself into old Scabby?
He scratches his scabby eyebrow.
Oh, gross.
I try to clean it with prestidigitation. Like, ew.
You can't clean the face, but it's still...
But like, if it starts bleeding, I'll clean it. Does. I'm like, oh, God, stop.
Just looking at you with crazy eyes. Don't want to buy any sea salts from old Stabby.
Oh, is it Stabby now? Fuck. Take out my two daggers and start swirling them. You want to get stabby? I'll fucking get stabby.
Here, tell you what. And he grabs and he takes some of the, like, the one that was labeled Mediterranean Passion. He's like, just take some of this. And he just, like, tries to hand it to you.
I'll put one dagger away and take it.
Now come back when you want to see old stabby.
Is it Stabby or Scabby? I'm so confused.
I think he is confused himself. Okay, bye now.
You hear off in the distance, oh god.
Yeah. Bye now. Come back to old Scabby, you hear?
Okay, I'm so confused. What is his name?
Either or.
Okay, bye now.
You hear, you then hear Susanna be like, Scabby, you need to stop. I swear to God, I am going to get the law changed.
Oh, gosh.
I'll work on that. Well, I don't know that I can, but...
You technically could have just taken the law in your own hands and just decapitated the dude on the spot.
Nah. I'm going to look over at the lady before we leave and be like, is this, like, worth money, or...
Tourists like it? I don't know.
What does it do? Yeah, like...
I've never done it myself, but they either seem really fine, or Otis and Paul take them to jail and let them kind of ride it out because they kind of get, like, bitey.
What the fuck?
Oh, so it's bath salts.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So,
no, they're sea salts. Okay?
So, you.
So, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
It's kombu
soda. It's organic bath salts.
Yeah.
You haven't thought about making a law to outlaw them here?
Well, I mean, people come here for the sea salts, so.
Like, specifically, you have a beach and they're. That's just weird to me.
Whatever, let's go.
Okay.
Before I see another stabby person.
Sorry, guys.
You know those small town drug problems.
Oh, I know.
Those small town drug tourist towns where people come from all around to have the bath salts.
The sea salts.
True.
Poor Paula Notice.
That's pretty much all Houston's known for.
Hey.
So. Yeah, suck on that, Houston.
H-Town.
Just a shitty place.
It's actually all right.
No.
All right, Starwipe, you guys are on the beach now, and you can see, like, you just see them, like, puttering back and forth
laughing.
In a swan boat.
Because it's
a
fucking swan boat.
Just over the edge, like, it's like, it's not like the white plastic swan boat, but, like, it's the same, like, kind of wooden, like, weird.
It's just funny, because they're in, like, a weird little swan boat puttering around in a circle. It's funny.
I want a Captain Morgan this. I want, like,
one leg up,
chest held high. I have Sato's hand in my right hand. You just see me, like, steering the boat in my left.
And I'm just gonna, like, lazily wave at them. Hey, guys.
Buddy.
Yeah. One other thing that you'll also notice is, like, in the middle of where they've been tuttering around in the circle.
Is there, like, a whirlpool?
There's not a whirlpool, but there's, like, vomit floating just around.
Oh, gross. Is it attracting any fish or anything like that?
There are some gulls that are out there, like walking and trying to eat.
Mine.
Let's go get on this boat, I guess.
Okay. I guess when I see Fenn and BTB, I kind of dock it.
Okay, cool.
There's no really way to dock it. It just putters. It continues.
You can putter it, like, parallel to the beach.
Yeah, and we can just get on from there.
Or I can just, like, drive into the sand, maybe.
So, either way, you guys go and you hop in the little putter boat and you begin to, putter your way out to the little island.
Do we know where we're going?
I mean, you can see it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just like, it's out far enough that you can't swim to it.
Hey.
What?
Look at my hair.
Fuck off.
It looks really nice. Oh,
thank you. Somebody.
I made a big mistake.
I didn't know you had hair.
That's ish.
So
hair is
guys,
a strong word for it.
Tendrils.
You putter your way over the... In the, like, little swan boat, it goes actually, like, about 6 miles per hour, so it still gets you through waves and that kind of stuff. You get over, and as you begin to get close, you see, like, someone out there with, like, a lasso, and they lasso and they, like, get it around the head of the swan and, like, start to help pull you in.
Are they from Texas?
That's all we have here. Horses and lassos.
Horses and lassos.
Can't forget guns and beer! Alright, so... They pull you in, and you can see that it's this,
As soon as I see dry land, I literally just, like, haul myself out.
Yeah, and you get out. This guy's just, like, squinting really hard. Hi. Hello, Justicar. Welcome. Are you here to see the Elder?
Why not? Sure.
Are you Justicar now? Shut your mouth.
Justicar.
This is not our area.
Yes.
I'm surprised you made it out with the iron chests around.
I mean, apparently we just asked, and they said it was cool.
I, like, raise a thumb.
Yeah, now that you're on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the island is pretty small. You're, like, in a small receiving area on the island, and the rest of it's the
deck. And then I just raise up thumb, I'm like, ugh.
Would lay on hands, like, help his seasickness?
Not really. Okay. It's more of, like, the poisoned kind of thing.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried.
I'll pass. I'll be fine.
I tried.
Going towards the temple, like, the... just kind of moves over, opens the door, and inside you can see that there are two other, like, priests there that are just down and they're kind of praying. They're all wearing, like, really raggedy old clothes, and aww, it's not kind of looking great. The temple's in kind of a state of disrepair, really, but it, once again, does the same thing the other temples do, where it gets quiet once you get inside. The sound of the sea just stops. So you go in, and it's rather serene, because there's plenty of places where you can see the ocean, but it's serene. It's nice. Goes in, and he then yells out, and he goes, "Carson! Carson, go get Ragrum!" And one of the two monks that, like, was praying, like, kind of looks up and goes, "Oh," and, like, walks over. And a little bit later, another, like, old salt-looking dwarf with a peg leg also walks out and kind of like, "What is it that you want?" He's, like, gumming himself, you know?
Gross.
Like, when old people, like, just have the gums, like, kind of, like, rubbing the gums together. He is wearing the robes of a temple elder, however.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is me. This isn't Fenn.
Yeah.
Fenn's fine.
I was laughing because when he called him Carson, I just imagined all the monks are like these, like, little kids of, like, today's names, like Carson.
Terry.
Terry was what I thought of too. It's not really along the same line, but, like,
it's kind of
Hunter,
it's also not.
Caleb, Carson,
Kyle. Anyway, this was one of the places that you were telling us about, right? Okay.
Sato is you.
Yes, Sato. Well, you said mm-hmm, so I assume that picked... I don't know. Anyway, so we were told that there was going to be some sort of attack on the temple here, and we're...
The old Iron Chest won't get out here. No, no, no.
Not by them.
Not the Iron Chest.
Biscuits and mustard.
Is that what you're going for?
Not really.
That's where it went for me. You know what I'm talking about, right? You went Sling Blade?
Yeah.
No. He's just a boy. Yeah. You get away from Caleb. He's just a boy.
Michael.
Iron Chest ain't getting any here. Nope.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing.
We're referring to the Eyes of the Dragon.
Those guys.
The who what now?
It's this organization that we've been having to deal with at a couple of the other temples nearby. One at...
Short story. A lot of shit's gone south at a bunch of other temples. Where the fuck's your mausoleum?
We need to
mausoleum
protect
what
you.
Now?
Do you have any dragon bones here?
That one.
Yeah.
Where are the dragon bones?
How well are those protected?
Nothing gets in here.
What does that mean?
That means good.
Okay. So pretty good?
Also, with the dragon bones, like, he kind of, like, points around, and you can see the dragon bones, like, they're just kind of, like, randomly on the floor.
Oh, my God.
That seems really, seems like, really reverent.
There's, like, the one thing is the head is, like, mounted on a plaque and above, like, kind of the worshipping area. And that's,
well, at least
that's
the head won't get taken.
Praying to.
Is it, like...
You don't have, like, a safer place to put them than, you know, on the floor?
Plenty safe right here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I kind of look around and I just go, where are your Justicars?
Justicars? Car. Justicar.
Where is that one?
He points up at the lighthouse.
Ah!
What?
He's they have one.
They have one
Justicar.
Okay.
I kind of noticed how literally there was no one guarding the door. There was
just the person at the dock.
Yeah, normally, like...
And he just let us in. He's like, come on in! Like, roped us in.
Well, I mean...
Y'all got a small boat. That's friendly enough.
I'm also wearing Justicar armor,
wearing Justicar armor.
So was the last person we fucking killed.
We didn't
He's
kill
not
her.
Wrong.
That's true, actually.
It's not very comforting, is what I'm saying.
Is there a way that we can talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do we get up to the lighthouse?
Just kind of like points at the lighthouse.
Okay. So,
y'all got any fish?
You got any rum?
You don't have fish. Yeah, why are you negotiating?
Just because my name's Ragram don't mean I got rum.
I'm sorry, what now?
Just because my name's Ragram don't mean I got rum.
You got rums. Oh, wait, I've seen your clothes.
Oh, shit.
I'm walking out of this. Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
He just stared BTB down. I was like one good eye and one crazy
like,
eye.
I turned on one heel and just started like waltzing out.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. That I'm going to walk out to the
So we're
going
to have to go. Is he pointing like we have to go outside of this building to get to the lighthouse?
He just points directly up at the lighthouse.
It's part of the building?
So.
Yeah. Okay.
At about this point, one of the other monks comes over. She also has a peg leg because you hear it like as she walks. It's like thump, tap, thump, tap, thump, tap.
It's Junko.
Thump, tap.
No, he's Junko. Yeah. So,
yeah. And she kind of walks up and goes, sorry, old Ragrum's had a screw loose for the past year or two.
Been out in the sun?
For a while.
Ah, okay.
He used to be a pirate like us.
Hey.
Yeah, the priests here, we're all reformed pirates.
Oh, that's so nice.
You always go back.
I take offense to that.
I wasn't saying that in game. I'm in a different part of the building.
Yeah, we're reformed pirates. I'm Penelope, by the way.
I'm Fen. I'm from Bamato, the temple there.
Oh, Bamato. Not a seaside town, so I haven't really heard of it.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, so we're investigating a... I'm a cop now. I don't know.
You kind of are.
Yeah. That's true. I kind of am a cop.
Maybe like CIA.
Anyway, we're investigating the couple attacks on some other temples, and we were told that this was going to be the next one. And I'm kind of a little worried because, your dragon bones are just kind of laying around, and that's kind of what these people are after.
Well, I mean, the only thing in here that's probably really a dragon bone is, and she looks up at the mounted plaque.
Okay, so the skull's not even safe. Cool.
Ragrum got pretty hammered a while ago when we attacked the temple originally before all of this stuff happened, and he started launching the dragon bones at us.
So they're just in the water.
Wait,
somewhere.
So they're just in the water?
Yeah, the real ones are, at least.
It's probably pretty safe.
Our ship actually is down there with one of the rib bones still lodged in it, which is what brought our ship down and why we had to ask for the mercy. Well, he gave it, and those of us that didn't agree to start becoming priests, he killed.
Oh, so he's okay.
That kind of priest.
I like him.
Well, I mean, he used to be a pirate captain, so.
You can tell.
He looks like a pirate captain that I've recently met.
Did you meet the Iron Chest?
Yes, mm-hmm. Actually.
Yeah, that's his brother.
Okay.
I see the resemblance.
Jinx, yeah. You owe me fantasy code.
Yeah, they don't attack us here, so.
Is there any way to, say, go under the water and...
Retrieve
them?
I don't know. Do you know how to breathe underwater?
The dragon's eyes might. Or the eyes of the dragon might.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Like, maybe scuba
gear. Resources.
Or like, is there...
That we don't, yeah.
Like, out of game, is there like a race that breathe underwater?
Well, I mean,
there are a lot of races that breathe underwater.
Oh, there's okay. Also like spells and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Potions and shit like that. There's a lot of different ways.
It can be done. We have the technology.
We don't have the funds.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have the funds for a lot of things.
Okay, so...
You cannot make the $5 million.
It was not on Family Guy. It was like, we have the technology, but we don't want to spend a lot of money. And then it's like a trash can for a leg.
Yes. if you want to, you could head up and talk to Amelia.
Have I found any stairs yet? I've been like kind of just going around looking for stairs.
There's a ladder.
Okay.
On the back side of the lighthouse.
I would have started climbing that.
Okay.
So, like, while they're talking, you just see in the background me, like, slowly climbing.
I need an athletics check.
Just, like, I found it, like, yeah, like, no, don't say anything.
You know in, like, video games when it goes to, like, your face and the person that you're talking to, it's like, it goes to your face when you're talking, and it goes to that person's face, and you just see BTP walking up in the background.
That's what I think is funny, just, like, yeah. Really far away.
It's like, slowly 19. Walking up the ladder.
19, okay, so you're managing to, like, get up, even though it's, like, kind of slippery and all that, but yeah, you're making up good progress. So yeah, all of a sudden, like, kind of at one point, you just notice you're, like, just BTB climbing.
I'm gonna follow him.
So going around, you manage to find the like start of the ladder to go up.
I'm just gonna climb. That's special there.
I'm just gonna be here, grumpy boy.
I'm still recovering from being seasick.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just scour on the perimeter, you know, see if there's.
Anything. We're real cops now.
Yeah.
Check the perimeter.
I am not making that fun
so
up there. I know I'm not going
to. The squinty guy, like, the squinty guy kind of comes over to you and is like, what are you doing?
Checking your circumference.
Gonna make sure what the diameter matches.
Huh? What is he?
This guy's human.
Okay.
He's kind of squinty.
Oh, boy. Doing? This should be a great interaction.
I just look at him and I just go... Walking, and I just keep walking.
Yeah, but out here where it's dangerous, why?
Dangerous?
Not.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
Like...
You okay? You got that sea madness?
No,
you've
not
been taking
yet.
The salts.
The rum.
Have you been having the salts, old scabby cells in town?
The what?
The salts.
Wait, this is a tourist town for drugs, but they only have one scab. That dude's gonna be making a fucking killing.
That's why he's stabby.
This economy is gonna be so good for him. If it's a place where people travel to get high, and he is the one source.
Well, he's stabby.
And scabby.
He's literally making a killing, also.
Maybe killing.
Yeah, also probably killing. Like, if anybody starts trying to sell, he's like, nah.
I just keep walking.
This old scabby's corner.
Don't want you falling in the ocean. I'm going to follow along. He just kind of stays behind you. Watches you through his squinty eyes.
Why are you squinting?
I stared at the sun too long while I was a pirate.
You'd be blind. That's
like... It's like asking the woman, like, why is this called this? Oh, because my husband died? It's like... Why are you asking this? Like,
well, for all we know, she could have like black widows. We don't know.
What a lonely widow.
Why do you have a tattoo on your arm that says R.I.P. and then a picture of a child's face? Tell me all about it.
Well, because my kid died.
Well, it's an actual spider fact that like the female black widows, they eat their males anyway. Moving on.
It didn't say black widow.
It just says widow. Fuck.
Don't make it up.
I just.
Anyway, so he's kind of following you.
I just tell him to stop following me.
Face hurts.
I'm just gonna make sure you don't fall in the water.
I'm laughing
that's all.
Too hard.
Am I finding anything?
Along the perimeter? Not really. What are you looking for?
Just anything out of the ordinary, like footprints, maybe.
You've never been here before.
A sword
this
out of
ordinary
the...
for you.
Yeah, you have no idea what's out of the ordinary here, but there isn't anything that like really sticks out as like, well, that shouldn't be here. There's not, like, a rabbit or something.
A glowing orb.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
A beholder.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than just standing in the temple with my dick in my hand.
You're doing good. Don't
Your
worry.
Pants are off.
You took them off in the
anyway,
boat.
So you get to the top of the tower, BTB, top of the lighthouse. And there's, like, a little platform up there. And, like, looking in, you can see that there's, like, a little bed, like, in the corner. And there's... Justicar like sitting on it, just there's a big line of drool going down from her mouth, like she's just sleeping.
I'm gonna climb all the way up before I like say anything.
So I mean, yeah, you're all the way up. She's like inside. There's a little door that you can go into that has glass like in it.
I'll go through there and then just go sit down next to her. Is there a good view from here?
It's beautiful up here.
I'm gonna go lean in really close and be like, looks really pretty up
there. She like immediately pulls a blade and has it at your throat like
I don't move. Hey.
Hi.
Nice view.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really the person you need to talk to. They're going to come up in a minute. I just found the ladder first.
Just saw his head, like, poke over the top of the ladder?
Not even close to yet.
No?
No, he was already, like, climbing up. This is happening.
Yeah, y'all were, like, talking to people.
Oh, it's time to go over there.
So I'm just going to basically be like, so, yeah, I think we're here about some kind of bone stuff. And, I mean, like I said, my friends will know a lot more than me. I just got bored.
Are you a pilgrim?
No. What does that mean? I don't think so.
It means someone that goes to worship the bones, like on a journey.
No. No, no. See, there's these people going around to all the, what is this place? A church or something?
This is a temple?
Yeah, that. So, like, they go to all these places, and then they, like, steal the bones from the people that have them. And I know you're on, like, wicked high alert, but I just wonder if maybe they're going to get one by you.
I mean, I don't think so. This place has never been attacked, so it's fine.
Neither had the other ones that we've been to for a long time.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that's what you say.
Look.
You literally have the lowest amount of security I've seen at all the other places had high security and they got away with the bones.
We're on an island next to a small town and
we went to a place with a volcano that exploded. They still got them bones.
Well, that's their own fault.
Is it? You're asleep right now and it's mid-morning. What if it happened now?
I'm awake at night to make sure the lighthouse runs.
Cool. What about during the day?
I sleep.
You have, like, a relief?
So, yeah, it's pretty much going to happen during the day then. They're going to, like, watch what you're doing. I'm not even fully invested in this, to be honest with you. Right, I just can't believe you're so ridiculously,
when Sato would be, like, popping up over the top.
Confident.
And I'm just going to, like, climb up, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to fight.
I'll also state that this seems to be a middle-aged human woman. She has brown hair and deep, dark bags under her eyes right now.
I'll also tell her that's not the one you want to talk to either.
Oh, lady, you need a nap.
She was right asleep. I woke her up.
She just points at BTP.
Yeah, I know. He's a bit of a dick.
Well.
Not what I was saying. You're not wrong, but not what I was saying.
Well, okay. Well.
All right.
Is this bed comfortable?
Is there something I can do for you, travelers? It's kind of lumpy. It's an old mattress.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
So, I'm sure he just told you the entire story. Because he's been up here a while.
Temple's going to be attacked and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's fine.
Can I just take the remaining bone, being the head, and just take it somewhere safer?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I'm pretty sure you probably could. She wouldn't notice.
It belongs here in the temple.
And what would happen if I took it anyways?
I would hunt you down to the ends of the earth and cut off your hands followed by your head.
What if I just took it to a different temple?
I would hunt you down to the ends of the earth and cut off your hands followed by your head, then retrieve it from the other temple and bring it back here.
Even though it'd be safer at the other temple?
Fuck you.
Wait, what if we took of the ones that are in the sea?
Ones in the sea?
Yeah, yeah. The one that... Whatever.
We were told that most of the bones
the high priest dude.
Shot into a boat.
Ragram. He did what?
He shot them in a boat?
Like, the other priests down there told us that the remaining dragon bones that aren't the head got fired at a ship that sunk and is underwater.
Again, stay with me. You don't seem like the best person to be standing watch. There's a bit of proof now.
Fuck you.
Maybe. We'll see where this goes. But first, we need to see what's going on with these bones before we get to this bone.
She looks taken aback for a second. Like,
what? Do not test me.
Here, let's go down. And she goes over, and there's, like, a little, like, platform that she walks over to. And I believe Fen's climbing up right now, isn't she? Okay, so she walks over to the little platform, like, come on, come on.
Oh, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, sure.
I know where this is going.
She presses a button, and it begins to lower.
That's hilarious.
And we're watching you climb up.
Yeah.
You don't see her climbing up, because she's climbing up on the outside.
Oh, I thought it was, like, right next to each other. I was gonna be like, high five.
Yeah.
On the way down, like, goddammit.
Yeah, so, like, you get up there, and there's no one up here. There's just, like, a rectangular hole in the floor.
Well, I would have been right behind Sato, though.
Like, right behind Sato?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's true.
So that's what I was trying to say, but y'all were talking, so I was like... I was trying to ask if I should have rolled anything.
Yeah, actually, I would have you make the athletics check.
Yeah, like way at the beginning of your conversation. It's a
you good.
Non-natural 20.
Yeah, so you'd climb up. You'd climb up pretty simply and get up there. I'd say that you probably were a little bit behind Sato just because Sato is fast and you got all that armor to mm-hmm. get you to get up. So it'd be like more so like you're getting up right as you see their heads like going through the floor. So you can definitely like go in and be like, wait. Because it is like winded. You just climbed up like, you know, essentially 5 stories of ladder.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So I'd do that. Be like, can I catch a ride, please?
Like. Oh, and like goes back up, and you now see the woman that I described earlier, middle aged, tired as hell, brown hair, kind of in like a ponytail. Ah, Justicar, well met.
What was her name? Amelia, what was her name?
What is her name?
I never asked her name, did I?
No, the lady downstairs said that we should talk to her.
It's Amelia.
It is Amelia.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
I wouldn't have heard that. I already walked off.
Yeah, I was like.
I was already climbing.
Amelia, I presume.
I was hoping you would say her name wrong so she could correct you, but oh well. So, yes. Yes, Amelia. Well met, Justicar. Your companions?
Yeah.
Boom! Vicious and delicious above us. Sparks flying.
One was just threatening to steal our dragon's head, and the other was saying that we were going to be attacked.
Come on, Fen, I steal things all the time.
Yeah, but dragon bones, come on, you're not the eyes of the dragon.
I was just going to take it to a different temple.
I mean, that might not be a bad idea, but like, don't.
Why would I need a gigantic dragon head?
Why does the eyes of the dragon need it?
All the time?
Not like
she reaches to her katana.
Not like all the time. Not like all the time, but like sometimes, and then he runs away and it's a problem. So that's why he's with me now, so I can keep that.
She recently acquired him under indentured servitude for crimes.
Yeah.
She takes her hand off of her
katana. Yeah, he's mine, handle, so I'd appreciate it if he didn't.
She's still holding on to the scabbard.
That's fair.
I practice less stealing, more shadier business.
That'll help.
Yeah,
that helps.
Stop. Yeah, so they probably already told you why we're here and that we're trying to keep the bones away from this organization, but you're not really helping because there's just a skull on the wall and the rest of the bones are apparently at the bottom of the ocean.
Now, I wasn't aware of that second part. I thought that the other bones that were just lying around were the rest of the bones, but... Ragrum is weird, so I don't exactly have a lot of say in what goes on with that.
Yeah, he seems interesting.
It also doesn't help that Connor, Penelope, and Carson are all former pirates.
Great pirate names.
Real quick, I'd like real to let blood you know thirsty. That the other pirates, the reformed pirates, their ship is the one that got sunk by the dragon bones.
They've never told me this story.
They told us and we barely know them. What does that say about you?
Well, they also know that I want to kill all of them, so.
Oh, that's fair.
What does it say about your worth, man?
I've been fighting pirates and killing pirates for a long time. And so it doesn't really do me great that the temple I was assigned to is former pirates.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you should give everybody a second chance at some point in time. And if they're still. What? Don't look at me like
that. No, I just barely.
Pirates are no good.
I agree with you.
Justicar.
But really,
do you know what
think...
they do to children?
Why is it always children?
And anyone, really?
There we go.
Better.
Still stand with second chances. I think that everybody should be, you know, maybe not like, you don't forget, but you can at least forgive. And then as long as people are trying to do better, then.
I mean, Iron Chest seemed pretty nice. Let us come over here.
Nice is a relative term.
I mean, he didn't argue with me. He said, okay.
Yeah. I don't know that I would necessarily trust his word, but...
I mean, we're not at the bottom of the ocean and dead.
She just looks at Sato and shakes her head.
Yeah, come to think of it, they got, like, walkie-talkies or something. Maybe, like, that was just coincidence that they didn't attack us. He just stayed there. He didn't do anything.
So, she invites you onto the platform. They take the, like, little dumbwaiter down. And,
Oh, that's not nice.
At that point, she has a little apartment down here. Like, a little apartment that the dumbwaiter takes you down to. That's at, like, the base of that. Where there's a little bit of a nicer bed and some other stuff like that. It's a
dumb bed.
It's an idiot bed.
I go to that bed.
Didn't go to Ranger College.
I go right over to that bed. Does it feel more comfortable?
That one's a little bit more comfortable. It's still not great.
Kind of stretched out on it. Just feeling it.
Yeah. Would you get off my bed, please?
Yeah. This one's better than the upstairs one.
Well, the upstairs one isn't really for sleeping on.
I mean, you were sleeping on it.
She puts up a finger and looks frustrated, but just lowers the finger. Doesn't say anything.
We're really just making friends, aren't we?
Well, this is just Sato and BTB are like the worst people kinda... to try to make friends.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
It's just you.
Tell you what, Justicar.
I'm the only nice one. That's fine.
You and your friends are welcome to stay the night here. See that everything's fine.
Can I insight check her?
Sure.
Natural 20. Can I sleep in your bed?
Is that persuasion?
No. That's natural 22. Which would be 26. Perhaps I could stay with you?
Sure, you can sleep in my bed. Wonderful. I have duty during the night.
That's fine.
Didn't work.
They're both our bed. I'm going into the upstairs one. Just lay like fucking lay down on that bed time. While she's looking at out at the ocean like, what you looking at?
Let the rope fall open.
I'm going to cause her to miss the dragon eyes and they're going to come and attack.
Probably, but at least we'll be here. I mean, that's so funny. So it was a 9 insight.
A 9 insight. Yeah. She seems like she's trying to be accommodating. She also seems like she really wants to go to fucking bed.
Yeah, I'm sure. Alright, well, looks like we've bothered you enough. You're probably going to be sleeping, but would you mind us just taking a look around to make sure that everything will be okay?
Do what you need to.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
See you tonight.
You got a smile.
She lays down on her bed and like immediately covers up. All right, leave now, please. Like points to a door at the corner of her like little apartment. Not really a corner in a round room, but
it's just like finger guns walking away. She's like already asleep.
So, make it super awkward.
You guys go back out and then Penelope kind of walks back up to you. So, did you meet with Amelia?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she didn't
still
kill
not
me,
super confident.
So I'm good.
About not or like them not
want
taking
to take
the
that dragon.
Yeah, don't do that. Shh.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
What's her name?
Sato.
Probably shouldn't do that, Sato.
It's still a better plan than defending this place.
Yeah, you already ran out of bones to shoot at people, so just
I have all these fake ones.
True, but are they gonna, like, what are they made out of?
Ragrum's catapult doesn't even work anymore. It's broken, so don't worry.
Great, cool. I'm very worried now.
There's definitely nothing to defend this place with.
Can I look at the catapult?
You want to look at the catapult?
Yeah.
So all the wood that it was made out of has pretty much just rotted away.
Just cool.
Not cute! Even really repairable.
I was hoping maybe like something little would be wrong. So
it's like driftwood that like has been out for
my
years.
My god.
It's had like ocean water like come up and splash over it a bunch of times. It's not great.
I have no faith.
I finally come back in the temple, pissed off.
He's still following you, I'm sure.
Connor's still following Ariel.
That's funny.
I eventually just turned around and I just go, I swear to whatever god you believe in, fuck off.
Hey, you're not near the rocks anymore, so that's fine. I'll just go inside. He just walks inside at that point since you're not near the rocks
anymore. You made a friend.
I just look at Finn. Just
Arlen going, no. Connor sitting in a tree.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Connor, yeah.
Oh, God.
K-I-L-L-I-N-G.
That's a douchey name.
I mean, his full name is Connor the Squint, but...
Oh, we could call him Squints.
Anyway, did you guys find anything?
I mean, yeah. I'm super worried about this. I got a date with a
lady.
Is that a date? Does that count as
what?
A date?
What?
It's a date.
Okay.
How?
Raising the roof.
With who?
Distracted later.
Girl, you know it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to give you a high five.
You see, like, Ragrum kind of, like, walk in between all of you, just grumbling a little bit. And he has this, like, big old rock that he walks over the ocean. He just looks at it and then hucks it as far as he can.
How far does it get?
I immediately pick up a rock and fucking try to beat it.
It only makes it, like, 5 feet out, but it was a pretty big rock.
Okay.
I'm just going to grab, like, a fist-sized rock and, like...
We're all just like, nah, fuck you, how about this, son? Totally turns into a frat party. Yeah. In 2 seconds.
Ragrum immediately, like, if either of you beats it, like... Like, throw a rock and fucking chucks it out.
I'm just gonna keep throwing rocks.
Whose dick is tinier?
This is the dumbest shit ever.
So, you guys pass time through the day, unless there's anything specific that anyone would like to do.
I just wanted to, like, is the catapult the only thing that they have going for them? Like,
that was, like, their one defensive measure. Cool. Other than that, there's really not a lot else.
Then? It's I so know. Stupid.
And also, like... Connor's been, like, watching the ocean, right? Like, from the direction that we came in, right?
Sort of. I mean, he kind of seems to stay outside the walls, generally.
Okay.
But it kind of makes sense since the Iron Chest Pirates are in town right now that someone would be, like, watching that direction. Not good.
I want to talk to him.
Oh, okay.
God, not again.
So, walk over. He's just kinda,
you're
like,
not there.
Staring out at the ocean.
Still.
Chill.
Just being around him makes me want to quiver.
So,
it's like, yeah,
see that
he's
hot.
Just over, he's staring down at the ocean.
Connor, right?
Yeah, some people call me Connor the Squint. It was my old pirate name.
Okay, the Squint. So, the pirates are in town, right? So you've been watching this side of the ocean. Where mm-hmm. did your guys's, wow, that sounded weird. Where did y'all's, ship get destroyed? Like, which direction was the
closer to the lighthouse on the other side of the island?
Okay. Have you been looking over there at all?
I make my rounds.
Have you seen any other ships other than the pirate ships?
Not recently. A couple weeks ago there was a trading schooner that came in, traded some stuff in port, stayed around for a couple days and left.
Okay. Did they go on that side of the island?
I don't really know. They didn't come here.
Okay, cool. Do you remember what anybody looked like? Could you see that far? Or
not really. I know their sails were purple. But they kept those cool. furled up most of the time. Had a little steam engine.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep.
And that's it. Can you see that side of the... Well, I assume, because it's a lighthouse, you can literally see all of it, right?
Yeah, if okay. you're up in the lighthouse.
How late is it?
Right now, it's still pretty early morning. You guys hadn't done a lot, so it's like 11.
Okay. Just wondering if I could, like, sleep earlier and then stay up with... That's going to be a horrible idea. Finn's sleep schedule is going to be horrible.
That's fine. So you guys just kind of wait around on the island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not leaving.
I was going to try to stay up with
I'm having a rock throwing contest with the head priest.
I mean, he'll keep going forever. That.
Cool. Hey, hey.
It's for horses.
Do not intrude on my fuck stuff.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. But the eyes of the dragon stealing the bones is a little more important
but BTV's
than your
fuck
stuff.
No, it's
stop
not.
Saying things at the same time as me.
So, you guys
go to the other room. I'll keep watch.
She's not going to do that.
So you guys are waiting
well with that
the day,
persuasion.
Then?
Yeah, waiting through the day.
Waiting through the day. Okay. The day passes pretty much like nothing.
They got food for us out here?
It's not great.
But they have it?
It's no... Yeah.
I just don't want to be starving.
It's no chowder.
I might eat my own rations if it's not good.
It's really bad, actually.
Okay, I'll eat my own rations.
Eat jerky from my rations.
I don't care. I still eat it.
Yeah,
I'd
Connor. Connor caught one fish, but the fish was not great.
Oh, we should have bought fishing poles.
I wanted to.
I kind of wanted to, but I was.
We can always go back. Like, it's not a huge deal. But yeah,
it's fine.
Happen for later.
Anyway,
so I'll also say after just a couple hours, all of a sudden the boat just disappears, crunches down, and is just gone.
Like, so no, we don't even have anything? Like, it was a one use thing.
Yep.
Shit.
So we're stranded. Awesome.
Cool. We're stuck here.
Fantastic.
I'm definitely getting got all the time in the world now.
Oreo just sees that happen. He's like, "Well, great. Fucking great."
So that evening, when
Connor was following you around and just like, "What's great?"
That evening, when everybody is.
That'd be
really funny.
Great, just fucking great. Less great.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Get away from us, Quince.
All right, so for you guys, the night comes, and a little bit after dark, there start to be lights on the horizon out in the ocean. A lot of them.
Rad party.
Hey, guys. Light.
Well, I mean, I would want to be up in the like the lighthouse with Amelia at that point in time.
You would see that.
Okay.
So when I say a lot of them, there are like 5 or 6 lights out on the horizon.
Which I'd be able to do sprawled up on that mattress.
And then you're just like glaring at me. Like...
I am waiting for you to leave. And then you're like, look, lights. I'm like, fuck. Everything's about you.
And I will say with the lighthouse, there is still the like.
Well, oh. Yeah.
Ooh, as it rotates
it really
around.
Sets the scene, you
doesn't
know?
It? It's like a strobe of me slowly losing clothing. It's like, first you look over, shirt's gone, you're like, what the fuck? Shirt's back, pants gone.
One sock is gone.
Fucking magicians. No, literally, fucking magicians.
About to be.
Alright, so...
Well...
Hey, Finn, let's go.
Okay, what... Are they, like, how fast are they getting closer? Can we tell?
They're getting close pretty fast.
Okay.
Like, they'll be here in a couple minutes.
Okay,
oh,
so,
yeah. Let's definitely go down.
Yeah, we should go outside and to the other side of the island.
And I will say, like, when you're seeing that, Amelia's like, no, it's fine. Just people traveling by.
Yeah, but they're heading, like, right for the lighthouse, so somehow I don't believe you.
They'll see the lighthouse and then they'll turn. That's what people
should probably do. Y'all go check it out. They should check it out.
They should.
I hate you! I hate you so much! We're gonna be in the middle of combat. This is gonna be the two of us because Ariel doesn't want anything to happen.
And I'm gonna come in round
like,
8.
I'm gonna beckon fucking Fed out of
you're
here.
Gonna roll initiative to see how fast you can fuck her. It's gonna be horrible.
My record so far is 8 rounds. Let's see if we can beat that.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty good.
It's not even a minute.
It's almost a minute.
It's almost a minute. That's what I'm saying. You know, no, not really, but also good.
No, that was record for like how fast I could do it, so that's pretty good.
No, I was going for speed. That's pretty good. Okay, so yeah, we're going down, and I would like to warn people. Just be like, hey, there might be some shit going down.
Like Ragrum's asleep. It looks like Connor is asleep. Penelope's asleep. You can't find
people stay on high alert, don't they?
Okay, well I'm not gonna look very hard. So, okay. Yeah. Ike, Sato, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was the one that was like, it's time to go.
Okay. So yeah, we're gonna go on the other side of the island. I'm gonna try to sneak. That's not gonna go well for me.
But... Okay. Why would you be sneaking right now? Just wondering.
They're pretty
just
far away.
See, well, yeah, they're far away, but I want to see if I can like
stay in the shadows.
Yeah, and, basically. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm wearing fucking like bright ass armor.
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna do the same because normal rogue stuff.
Yeah, so that's a 2.
And that's going to be a 26 for me.
Alright, so Sato...
You're a whisper.
Sato is just a whisper, and Fen is like trying to stealth, but is not doing well. Every time the light rotates around,
it catches
like,
on the
armor
yeah.
Just shing.
Basically.
And as they begin to come closer, you then notice that Iron Chest sails past the island towards the lights.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. And that's, I mean, it is his brother.
Yeah, but that's where we'll end this episode of Character Flaw. Damn. So, where can the people find you on social media, guys?
You can find me on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
You can find Josh at BTBalthazar on Twitter.
You can find RC at TheColdTwat on Twitter.
And you can find Demi at HemandDem on Twitter.
Charles is at DapperJackal on Twitter, and you can find all of us at DapperJackal.com, where we have some character stuff up there and a few other things. Also, since we're on iTunes again, you can share and find us much more easily with your friends than you could in the past. So please do that and reach out to us on Twitter. We really do love to hear from you guys. But until next week, bye.
Bye. Bye.